This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast, and it is over. Welcoming in right now to say sayonara to this season is Katie of our own. Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
And Katie Thurston is done with her season, and she walks out with a ring on the finger.
What a night she had.
You know, a lot of times we make fun of the most dramatic X, the most dramatic whatever. This may have been the actual most dramatic after the final rose, only because it's so rare to see this sort of showdown between two people that a lot of us thought were going to be engaged at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this definitely lived up to the most dramatic finale ever.
Which
or at least top two or three.
And considering there really wasn't much to the actual finale itself, I think that shows just how bonkers this was.
I agree.
And we will get to Greg v. Katie 2 in a second, but we should cover what happened leading up to this battle royale. And this was, as always, continuing from the drama from last week of, as they the hosts put it, is Katie demanded we book her flight home, which I don't know that we ever heard her quite demand it.
And we, like, is Tasia and Caitlin really going to do that?
Hold on, let me jump on Priceline.
Is that in their job description?
Yeah, exactly. And so I thought that was a bit much, but what I thought was very interesting is they had Katie out early just to talk about what happened and sort of do a postmortem on Greg, which gave me a lot of relief personally, because I was so freaked out last week that, oh my God, she's still somehow going to end up with Greg. And they squashed that right away.
Oh yeah. They did the first, I think it was first 13 or 14 minutes, and it was recapping last week, basically how well the hometown went and then how quickly it went downhill from there. She was saying how she was just feeling defeated and that she was on her knees begging him to stay, which I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely not team Greg. Let's just put that out there. But she like accused Greg of kind of abandoning the relationship. But I don't know, in a way she was kind of doing the same thing. He definitely started it. And I'm not siding with Greg. I'm full on Katie on this. But I think the way that she described it was a bit stretch of the truth, wasn't completely accurate from what we saw. I mean,
right.
Again, things could have been edited out to make her seem a certain way, to make him seem a certain way. So it was interesting to hear her thoughts on what happened, what we just watched.
100%. And watching her, I kind of assumed that, listen, if any of us had the ability to watch back, you know, a big breakup that we had and then could sit on it for a couple months and then have the chance to then say, oh, what you thought about it. Because if I went and talked to you after your last breakup, uh-huh, right as it happened, and then I said, oh, yeah, 2 months later showed up and be like, never mind, here you can watch it again. Now tell me how you feel about it. Those are going to be two very different descriptions that you give me.
Exactly.
And so I think it went from, obviously in the moment, she got caught up, was more or less begging him to stay. And for her to watch it back and sit with it and talk with people and get opinions from everybody and their mother, including us, I do think that played into how she went all the way to the other side and now had this 2 months worth of, or however long it's been, of like, no, this is how I need to respond to what I went through.
Yeah. And not everyone, well, really no one has that opportunity to go back and see that. And I think that's why, you know, jumping ahead a little bit, I guess, is why she was so, so angry about everything that happened. And because she was able, she watched it, and then she watched it that night, and then she had time to, you know, formulate what she was going to say, what she was going to accuse him of, what, like, how it was going to play out.
Absolutely. And so they just rev her up on the couch, and then it's like, okay, now we're going to go back to the show. And, you know,
it was a little out of place. It was kind of, it kind of just jumped everywhere.
Yeah, they probably could have just held off Katie until the end. But again, I think they were more or less addressing the worry people like me who were thinking, oh, is Greg going to come in at the end somehow and, you know, try to get back with her, or is she going to go? Like, they were just getting that out of the way right away. Like, Greg's over.
Why would they want to squash that? Like, why not keep that suspense of, you know, especially when we knew it was basically Blake almost the whole episode, because they kind of, you know, squashed the whole Justin thing too towards the beginning.
Yeah. I can only assume that because these last couple weeks were definitely a pro Katie edit. Mm-hmm. And that's someone who, like you, was team Katie throughout this back and forth with her and Greg. I do also believe, and that doesn't change how I feel, I'm still 100% Katie, 0% Greg. But I do think ABC went out of their way, and these producers, to make sure, like, okay, we need to make sure she looks as best as possible here. So she definitely had the help of people cutting this up. And I think part of that is making it clear that no, this woman is not chasing after this guy who seemed to be showing some very abusive tendencies, and that was never a part of the equation. She was just getting over a breakup, and that's it. It wasn't, well, maybe I'll try to get back with him. If any of that happened, they were not going to include it.
Yeah. I thought there was a part of me last week that was like, he's going to show back up the next in the finale and like try to get her back and whatever. But last week when I saw her making comments already about gaslighting and all this stuff about not knowing what love is, blah blah blah, I was like, there's no way he does that unless he comes back and there's a whole nother blowout.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of crazy stuff over the years, but that's a good point. That would be pretty hard to come back from. Yeah. When it's one thing to get over a fight, we all do that, but it's a whole other thing when you're accusing someone of gaslighting you and then be like, oh, never mind, let's get married.
Yeah, actually I choose you.
So we go back to New Mexico, and, you know, she's still at this time processing what happened. And we have this weird situation of, you know, the guys, again, this quarantine thing that they've changed it, where in fantasy week, the guys and or gals still see each other, which is weird to me. And but Tayshia and Caitlin are like, okay, so Greg left and made it very clear that he left and not just he isn't here anymore, which they could have left it the door open a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know if that was just, if it was specifically said that way or if that just happened to be how it was delivered. But the way they put it, immediately both Blake and Justin were like, wait a minute. So are we just here because we're here? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. And I think, you know, they told her that she's basically devastated and that she doesn't know basically if she wants to continue or what. So it kind of makes them think what happens now, but then they're like, but don't worry, you're still going to get your uninterrupted time.
She's heartbroken, but you get a date.
But let's go throw some paint balloons.
Yeah. And it was bizarre that they start this date off and it's like nothing happened. And they have that the paint balloon stuff, and then they go to the hot tub, and then they choose to, like, okay, now that we're half naked, now let's talk about this devastating breakup that I just had with another guy. You know, could have been a day ago.
The least amount of hot tub we got in a season.
It really was. And I don't know. I mean, it's not, you know, she's in good shape. The guys were all jacked. So I don't, you would think the whole group would have been like, let's find a place to not wear clothes. But this was definitely low on the hot tub meter.
Yeah. We always get a lot of hot tub.
Oh, very disappointing. But so then we get some hot tub time, and it's, to me, it's super weird because they're, I don't want to say setting the mood because you're already in a hot tub, but then all of a sudden it's like, okay, so Michael left me and Greg left me. So
like in detail too, like it was just like, she started all the way from back at Michael.
That's right. He knocked on the door and he came in my hotel room.
Imagine if she just like went to like night one and was like, all right, night one, I got rid of, this is what I felt about them. She didn't include Andrew S. in this, which was interesting in the recap of breakups. But
yeah, and then I ran after him and then I jumped in his arms and
I ran down the stairs. But yeah, it was kind of, I don't know. It was weird. Like, it was nice of her, I guess, to explain where she's coming from, because she, in a way, she did owe it to Blake, I think, after Blake hearing that, you know, she was devastated when Greg went home. Like, she wanted to be like, this is how it happened. This is exactly how it happened. I was there. And these were my thoughts. This is what I was thinking of him. You know, I cared for Greg that much, and I was just devastated that he left. But I still want to move forward in this journey or process, whatever.
Drink.
And then he was kind of confused, but then also like, okay, I love you. Like, not directly like that, but I don't know. It was kind of weird for it to happen in a hot tub like that, like you said.
Yeah, and every year we talk about, and as of last week we talked about, wow, imagine being this, you know, this other person who has no idea this stuff is going on, and then you have to either, they have to tell you about it off camera, or you, even worse, you watch it on TV. And we've heard other people in the past like, I couldn't even watch it. I didn't watch it. And so I guess you're just sort of getting ahead of that, is we always do say, hey, these people are going through this process without knowing what's going on. Like, if Brian had known at the time that, Rachel was like, begging, Peter to stay, like, does that affect the what happens at the moment now when they can sit down without cameras and that she can explain her side? Clearly it wasn't an issue because they're married and they're happily ever after. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess it's just her doing that. What we've asked for years is, shouldn't everybody have all of the information available to them, or what should be available to them, before making a huge life decision?
Yeah, I agree with her decision to do that. And I mean, honestly, I would want, you know, the person I was dating to tell me that too. So I do appreciate her decision of just like, this is what happened. Don't listen to anyone else. Like, I am heartbroken, but I still want to continue. Let's just move on from it.
Yeah.
And she moved on from it.
She sure did. So she spills all this to him and he says, wow, that's a lot. Let's make out. Okay. That's all we want to say about that. And then they head off to dinner, and Blake has decided, like, I'm going all in. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her I love her. And, you know, but at the same time, like, then pulls out sort of the Greg of, well, what if she doesn't reciprocate? Not saying that he wouldn't be engaged to her if she didn't reciprocate, but it was still something. I think he was saying, without knowing exactly what happened, I don't want to hear, I love looking at you.
Yes.
Even if he's not expecting a full reciprocation, he probably just wanted a little bit more than what Greg got when he said it.
Yeah.
And again,
and
nothing,
he got it.
And that's the thing. So he does the whole thing, and I just, I understand now a little bit of what the pro Greg people are saying of, oh, well, if she's saying it before the end, well, then why couldn't she have said it to Greg?
Yeah.
Yes. But with when Greg was still there, first of all, he started acting like a child. And so even if she was thinking about it, do you think that at that point she's going to say, oh, yeah, this is totally a guy that I want to now stop and be like, oh, no, never mind, little three-year-old, you know, wah, 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 yes, you can get what you want now. And she had at this point decided this is the end, which she clearly had not decided with Greg.
Yeah, I think with the whole Greg thing, like when he started acting like that, I think in her mind, she was like, well, maybe I don't, this isn't what I want. Like, I don't want any part of this. So I'm not going to chase after and say, I love you. Like, this isn't who I thought you were.
And I saw a couple people suggest, and I think it's a little bit of a very, very thin ice argument here of, well, she wanted to tell him only because she was worried. Oh, if she doesn't tell him back, well, then he's going to leave too. And then she's, you know, I mean, come on. Did we could say a lot of things about Blake, and we have said a lot of things about Blake. As much as I wanted to hate him, I just couldn't. But I really, in no scenario could I have seen him, if she didn't reciprocate right at that moment, all just be like, that's it. I'm headed back to Canada. I don't know what this is a boot, but I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't think he would have left. I think, I mean, he was aware that she wasn't going to use that word until she knew it was one person at the end. So I don't think he was like expecting it. I mean, he could have been fine, I think, with just another way of validation, maybe, but I don't think if she didn't say I love you, he wasn't gonna start rethinking everything and spiral like Greg.
Flip out! I'm not gonna do what y'all think I'm gonna do, which is just flip out!
Yeah. I think he would have been fine with just continuing like how the show is supposed to go.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, what do you mean? You're running on a show here? Oh my god, this is incredible. This is breaking news. I can't believe someone would act like they're on a show that they're on. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So incredible. And they decide to forego their own rooms, which shocked her. Exactly. Thank you. Breaking news. Katie and Blake want to have sex. And God bless. And something that I think was glossed over was the next morning, they're having breakfast in bed. And, oh, look, maple syrup. That's not like ha 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 maple syrup. But did you notice that the maple syrup already had a whole lot of missing out of the bottle?
I didn't notice that.
So I guarantee you this resort is not giving them anything but brand new condiments. So guess what, folks? That was not the first time they were using.
You just use your imagination.
They had talked previously about maple syrup, and I think during the multiple times, as Katie put it, I think the maple syrup made an appearance at some point.
Yeah, I think so.
And so they have this overnight, and Katie tells Caitlin, oh, my heart is with him. It was incredible. Multiple times,
best
blah, blah, blah.
Best day ever.
Best day ever. So I think Caitlin was asking the same question all of us were, and not as a surprise, because, I mean, none of us thought Justin was long for this, although we also didn't think he'd make it to the final two, so whatever. But was, well, Justin's still here, and he's expecting a date today, so...
Cue Justin having all these high hopes for the day.
It's
always so sad, honestly.
It is. I think it would be worse if it wasn't, like I said, someone that we knew but didn't know, you know, wasn't going to be the one at the end. Although, once again, also shocked he made it this far. But for him to be, it is tough to see him like, you know, I'm ready to, I'm falling in love with her. I'm ready to tell her that. And, you know, can't wait.
Like, everyone just cringes.
I hope to get those assurances from her so we could take that next step.
Yeah.
And to be greeted with, can we talk?
Yeah. Mm. And she's not dressed up, so it's not.
Yeah. And explains in less detail about what happened with Greg, and thankfully few details with Blake, saying I did have my overnight date with him.
Yeah.
And listen, I have to imagine Justin. I know there's a lot of screaming and yelling about rankings and, oh, you can't possibly be thinking. Let's be serious. If you're on this show and you're not in your mind thinking, okay, I have a better relationship than that person, or that, like, you're just not being.
That's just natural. Like, that's.
Exactly. So even when you're trying to, or dating someone, or trying to date someone, you're thinking, like, well, that person could be trouble, or that, like, it's just human nature.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to know. I mean, for all this, the dumb things he's clearly said pre-show, he still doesn't seem like a dumb guy. He has to have it in his head, like, okay, I've got to be third of this group, right? I mean,
you would think. I mean, it seemed pretty obvious, but.
And he did talk about how they had moments together that weren't shown. Fine. But still, it clearly could not have been nearly what we saw with the other two, or with Michael, or with Andrew.
Yeah.
You got to be doing some rankings. I mean, like, so he had to deep down know, like, this was, even though I'm down to the last three, then the last two is probably not going to be me.
Yeah, you would think.
You would think. Thank you. And
I don't know.
So, you know, so he's a little shell-shocked at the moment, probably just because he thought, well, at least I'm going to get a date out of it. I'm sure he wasn't thinking I'm going to get sent home before my fantasy suite.
Yeah. Well, even when she mentioned that she did say I love you to him, he was just like, you could just see the moment his eyes were just like, okay.
If you go in slow-mo, you can see where his heart breaks, right here.
Exactly. I mean, I think he took it well for being shocked, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't a fight or anything. It was just like, you know, I hope everything works out for you. And even after the final rose, like, it was still, he was definitely more emotional there because, like we talked about earlier, like, he watched it and he had time to think about it and of how sad he actually was. But even there, like, they were so nice to each other and they were just like, you know what, we're not right for each other. Like, but I wish you the best. Like, there's no hard feelings.
This was more of the typical breakup on this show, where even when it's emotional, although
95% of all of them.
95%. And you had a great point that he was actually more emotional on the couch than he was in the actual breakup. But this was more of what we see. And because him leaving from New Mexico almost seemed like a goodbye from, like, week three. When it's like, okay, mm-hmm. Well, listen, I hope the best for you. I hope the best for you, too. You're great. Okay, bye.
Right. And that must be how he deals with shock.
Sure, and absolutely. Everyone's going to respond differently. But it was definitely much more of what we always see on these after the final rows, is you get people on the couch, you say, oh, it was tough, but I'm glad you found your person. Oh, shucks, golly. And
yeah.
We're going to be BFFs and hope the best for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
exactly. And then
and
we
that
get.
That montage of him was just, like, perfect. Like, his expressions are just, love it.
Well,
it was a great addition.
It was a great addition. And the best part is that he never realized that he made those faces before, because so many times a person comes in knowing that, like, that's going to be their thing. I'm going to be the funny guy. I'm going to be the whatever. I'm going to be the narrator. He had no idea he was going to be the crazy eyes guy.
Yeah.
And even as they played it for him and he reacted to it, like, did you know you did that? his face was making those expressions again.
No.
And, yeah, exactly. So he didn't even know he was doing it at the time. So I actually believe him when he's like, "I know, I had no idea I did those sort of things." And the fact that his top moment on this show came on after the final rose, showing us him just bulging out his eyes, tells you why we were all wondering how he got to be in the final two.
It was a great like closure of Justin.
Yes. And what I was starting to think for a while could have been the closing of Blake. Blake has to meet Katie's family now. And it's not really her family because you're talking about a mother and aunt. So
yeah,
if the hardest person you need to work to impress or are unable to impress in someone's family is an aunt, and I know you're very close with your aunts, and but even for you, I'm sure if one of them disliked your husband when he was going to propose to you, I'm sure you're not going to be like, well, Aunt Joanne, Aunt Joanne doesn't like Nick, so Nick's got to go, you know? So, listen, this whole situation was super weird. Clearly,
did you notice at the beginning, before Blake met the family, did you catch that he was like, I hope I impress her parents?
Oh, I didn't. He said parents?
Yeah, and then I was like, did they, like, have that conversation?
Oh, God. Now, that I imagine.
Because right away, I was like, wait, what are you talking about? Because she obviously lost her dad, so I was like, do you just mean, like, maybe you should have probably just said family?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if her mother's remarried or what that situation is. I'm guessing not, since just the aunt was with them.
Yeah.
Or aunt, if you prefer. You know, I'm sure there are people screaming at us, it's aunt, right? Because you're an aunt person, right? How do you say it?
I say aunt, yeah.
Aunt, yes, aunt. I'm sorry. I say aunt, yes, I know. Aunts are the little things the little black things that crawl around on the ground. I know, aunt. So your auntie was there with mama, and we've seen this plenty before. The person that decides, oh, I'm going to come on this show and I'm going to cause trouble. Mm-hmm. And that's all she was there to do.
Obviously. And she did it.
It's just...
I kind of wish we got more than just Blake with her family, to see if it was just because she knew about Blake, like, the past, like, last season, because, you know, he quote-unquote flunked out, or if it was, that's just how she would be with anybody. So I kind of wish we got, you know, a Justin family date.
She would have eaten Justin alive. Oh, my God.
Well, was she just hard on Blake because she didn't like his background of this is his third bachelorette, or is this just how she is? I think this is just how she is. But.
Yeah, I have a feeling she wouldn't have liked anyone under any circumstance, because Blake, I think, gave really solid answers that still left some to be desired, and I get that. But no matter what he said, she was clearly going to say, no, little boy, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
and that's not how this works. I'm sorry. Well, you need to figure this out. And these are big things. And these are conversations. And it's like, chill.
Which I understand, because, like, obviously where you're going to live right when this is over, like, that's a huge thing. But you can't ask them, like, what's going to happen when you get in a specific fight in your marriage. Like, you can't predict for what fights you're gonna have and how you're gonna resolve them. Like, you figure them out as they come up.
Yeah, all you need to know about what was her name, Aunt
Lindsay.
Okay, so all you need to know about Aunt Lindsay, at least for me, was when Blake is gushing about Katie and saying, oh, you know, well, why? Well, I mean, we're just so similar. Like, oh, what, you have a vibrator too? I didn't need to know anything else from Aunt Lindsay at that point, because clearly she was only there to just kick Blake for anything that he said.
Yeah, and when she said, you better be, you know, secure when you're coming into our family, and at the end of the day, you're here because we want you, not because we need you. But he didn't say anything about Katie needing her, him. Like, he never said, oh, Katie needs me, that's why I'm here.
Absolutely.
Like, it was just like, and that he was scrambling because, like, I don't think he was expecting for someone like this to be like, you're only going to be here because we want you. Like, he didn't say anything about Katie needing him.
No. And then for her to, and this is what, where you know that she's BS, is she then goes sit down with Katie, and the first thing she talks about is, oh, well, he's going to be gone for a month at a time. A month is a long time. How can you not have your husband around for a month? Like, wait, so does she need to be independent, or does she need her husband around all the time? Or, I don't know, is she an adult that can figure something out? I mean, she was there for this specific purpose and this specific purpose alone.
Yeah.
And I don't think it added anything to this relationship. Like, I don't know that either of them walked away with like, oh, well, these are some really great points from Aunt Lindsay.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, it made Blake kind of like all frazzled about everything. I mean, didn't impact him on his decision. Like, what really impacted him being so uncertain towards the end was, you know, actually seeing the rings and everything. But I don't think because he talked to her aunt, it was going downhill.
Yeah. And I was worried that when he sat down with her mother, that it was going to go that same way, because she started out pseudo, I don't want to say difficult questions, but sort of pressing him on like, well, do you want to move in now? When do you want to move in? How is it? But then very quickly, when he gave, again, the quote unquote right answers, she started crying and saying, I just want her to be happy, and ultimately gave the answer that really all parents should be giving, is that as long as she's okay with you and she's happy, that's all a parent wants to see.
I felt the same way, because she was like, you know, we don't rely on men. You have to be independent. That's how we raised you, blah, blah, blah. And then I thought it was going to go the same way, as you just said, down the Lindsay route. And I was like, this poor girl and Blake, honestly.
And
then she's like, I'm happy for you. Like, whatever you want to do.
After they came out of the date and they were sort of doing their wrap up with each other, like, so how did that go? That was sort of crazy, huh? I really wanted them, and maybe they did, we didn't see it, but I really wanted them to talk about the, let's say, intensity of Aunt Lindsay. And instead it was just like, okay, that was crazy. See you later. Let's go to our date tonight. Like,
right.
They didn't really talk about it.
Mm-mm. At least it wasn't shown.
Exactly. And we only got the beginning of the seeds of doubt with Blake. This is where they started really laying it on thick that, Blake isn't ready to get engaged, folks. We better be prepared for this.
Yeah. I forgot to mention this earlier. I thought it was strange that we didn't see the moment that Blake found out that he was the only one left. Like, he, before meeting the family, he just casually mentioned, he's like, because I'm the only one left, like, I need to blah, 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 impress. But we didn't see the moment that either Katie or Tasia, Caitlin, came in and said, oh, well, you're the only one left. Like, Justin went home. I thought it was, that could have been a TV gold moment.
Yeah, and especially with how we saw it build up in his head, you know, and sort of the highest point being looking at the rings. That's a really good point, because I am assuming that's really probably when the mind started going in overdrive, because then it becomes really, really real. We're like, not only am I, so I don't have to think about, well, maybe she won't choose me. Now it's like, oh, she's chosen me, but it's all on me now, whether we're going to get engaged or not.
Oh, this is real life.
Well, I think it sort of speeds up the process in your head. You're thinking, oh, I have another week, or I have another 5 days, or I have whatever it is. I don't need to make that decision yet. I know this is a rushed process, but I still have time. You know, she's still going to go on a date with Justin. She's going to, oh, no, there's no, oh, so we're going right to, okay.
Okay, so that's tomorrow.
Okay. And then.
Didn't even have enough time to get Neil Lane there.
Seriously. And so, because they go right to this date where they're, you know, talking about all their insecurities and, or fears. And I think then you're just like, no pun intended, throw gas on the fire here of, in Blake's head, he's hearing all these things like, oh my God, she's worried about being abandoned and she's worried about, you know, opening herself up and then getting rejected and all that. I'm like, okay, so basically every fear you've ever ever had, you're telling the world. And now if I don't propose to you, I'm going to be the person doing all of those to you. Cool. Yeah.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. You know, we've talked about from week one that there had all been these rumors about, you know, okay, production ended a week early. And what did that mean? And I think, like you just said, nothing says that more than Neil Lane having to FaceTime with Tayshia about, like, we need the rings now. And, yeah, like, we don't have time for you to come here, test, quarantine for your 5 days,
right,
and then film your segment. So just overnight the rings now.
Send the goods.
Yeah, send the goods. We'll have Tayshia be your ring salesman as opposed to you doing it yourself. He's still got his FaceTime.
Yep.
Literally on FaceTime. But I think that says more than any, like, confirms more than anything about how this sped up quicker than they were thinking. Because even with cutting down to, okay, it's Blake, you still could have extended it a few days to get him his quarantine.
Right.
But I wonder if the show was worried, like, okay, she might just stop at any point here. So we
got to get a proposal out of this.
Yeah, we need to keep this ball rolling downhill here, because if we have any stops, we might not start up again.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yikes is the right word. And especially when you saw Blake's face as he's looking at these rings, I mean, you would have thought he was getting his teeth pulled while he was looking at these rings.
And not only that, but you're looking at rings, like, with your ex-girlfriend. Like, just standing there.
They probably could have had Caitlin do this.
Yeah, I was wondering why it was Tayshia.
And because I do forget about that often. And I was reminded when they were sitting on the couch later and Katie thanked her for introducing them. And I'm thinking, yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks for not getting with him so I could.
Thanks.
So, yeah, I'm sure that didn't help matters at all. And I do think that they cut around things to make it look like he was having more doubts than he was. But watching this segment, mm-hmm, where he's looking at all of these, by the way, free engagement rings, that I'm sure he does fine for himself. I mean, I know he does important work, but whatever he makes, he probably isn't affording a ring of this size.
Right.
So you're getting a free ring. I'm just, you know, not that that's going to make you make a decision, but certainly doesn't hurt. And seriously, have him walk around like you're deciding whether, okay, do I lose my right arm or my left arm? What do I do? Oh, this is why this decision in my hands. Oh my God.
I didn't know this was going to happen.
Seriously. I mean, he's picking up the ring and he's thinking, oh, okay, yeah, this is a ring. Cool. And you could see Tayshia just wanted to slap him. Be like, yeah, wake up. Oh, yeah. What are you doing, dude? Like,
yeah, she even said, if you're not ready for this, then let her go. And then that kind of sparked, like, well, I don't want to let her go, but.
Sure. I mean, and that was my feeling. When she said that, that was the only time, even through the later arguments, this was the only time where I yelled at the TV, because it was like, yes, get engaged or break up. How dare you want to maybe just date for a while? Oh, my God, this is terrible.
I don't think ABC could have done another season, though, that it was no engagement. Like, it was just, let's leave and figure it out, and let's just leave together. I don't think that was, that's in their contract.
And this is the show, and I understand that because I yell at these people every season that mm-hmm. you know what you signed up for, and we know what we signed up for to watch. But it still boggles my mind that it's, oh my God, you better get engaged or you have to break up. Like, I understand ABC wants the flash, the ring around, but they still could have done plenty of press with just them as a couple and a happy couple at that. I mean, I'm just, yeah. Come on.
Well, I mean, obviously being engaged is a big deal and big commitment, but like, you're not getting married. Like, you're still, when you're engaged, you're still technically dating.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no contract. You're not splitting anything when you're you break up.
You're not getting married, and then you're gonna have to figure out if you're gonna get a divorce. Like, you're engaged, and you figure it out, then you just break up.
Yeah,
I know. Like, people say, they only want to get engaged once, whatever. But it's not. I mean, I guess I just understand it if it's more. You just want to be married once.
Yes. Trust me, I know plenty of people who have not only been married multiple times, but married once, but engaged multiple times. It happens.
I feel like when you're engaged, you're still dating.
Yes.
It's just a deeper level of commitment, I guess.
So really, if Blake could have avoided all of this concern, if he just thought that way and just been like, listen.
Right, like, you're not getting married on the pedestal up there. Like, you're just,
we got plenty of time.
I'm not downplaying being engaged, but it's not like you're getting married.
Correct.
Then you have to figure out.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Where you're going to live and, all those important life decisions.
Yeah, like you said, you're still dating. You just have a very expensive free ring on your hand. That's all.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the only difference.
Exactly.
So the next, I'd say, 20 minutes, all they do is build up that Blake isn't ready for this. Blake can't do it. He's not going to be able to get engaged. You have Tayshia talking about how, like, oh, my God, this could be the best ever, or it could be the worst ever.
And then they, like, edit it so Katie's just standing by herself for, like, 45 minutes.
All dressed, and he's, like, in his sweat still. Oh, my God, I don't know.
And they have her, like, arriving to the proposal scene, and he's still walking around choosing a ring. Like, don't you have to get ready?
I mean, the Wolves are going to come out soon, the Coyotes. Like, let's speed up this process.
Yeah, they did say at the end that she was waiting for a while, but they made it seem like it was hours.
Yeah, exactly. And so they finally get out to this area, and she does her whole spiel of obviously basically saying, like, yes, I want you to propose to me. This is always the most awkward.
Exactly when you were supposed to.
Exactly. This is always the most awkward part of The Bachelorette, since even though you're the person picking they're the one that have to propose. And
yeah,
that's a whole, we had a whole conversation at home about that. It's like, why can't the girl just propose? Which I'm not against, by the way.
If
Katie wanted to be the one to be like, no, I'm asking you, and that's how it's going to be, I'd be fine with that. But anyways,
why not?
So she does this whole thing, and this was the only time I thought he might not actually propose, because the whole time, like, the way they're editing this, there's no way he's not, because they're trying to send you one way, they're gonna means it go it's going the other way, but he had this super long pause, and
I'm pretty sure it's 24 seconds, but I mean,
and that's the first time where I thought, oh wow, he's actually not gonna propose, this is incredible.
I was cringing. I was like, this poor girl. I was like, please don't, please just propose to her and take her away.
And
I don't think she would be able to handle it.
And at some point, and maybe I heard it wrong, but it sounded like, you know, you deserve whatever, and I'm afraid I can't give that to you, or something along those lines.
No, he said, I can't give you what you came here for.
And
then another very long pause, probably like 15 to 20 second pause. And you could see, like, if you just stared at her face, because obviously that's what you were looking at, because that's what the camera was on. But her, like, she kept a smile on, but her eyes were like, I'm going to kill you.
Or, like, ABC about to catch a murderer.
After, like, everything we've been through, this is what you're, like, you're dumping me right here. And then he goes, because you deserve a lot more. Which still isn't that great.
No, it's not.
So you're saying, okay, you deserve a lot more than me, and I'm the default, but okay.
Yeah, and so then he proposes. She says yes. They literally ride off into the sunset, which explains why she wore the dress she wore, so she could actually get on the horse and ride away. And funny enough, we saw after the credits that she wasn't in the dress, didn't have any trouble getting on the horse, but Blake in his tight pants apparently ripped his pants because they were a little too tight. So yay, a happy couple. Everyone's in a great mood and they're engaged. And then immediately, like, let's get Greg out here.
It was all placed very, very strange. But I wish they did a live feed of her family, like, finding out, because as we find out a little bit later, she didn't tell anyone. She didn't even tell her family that Blake was the one and that she was engaged.
Yeah, and
I mean, they'd obviously know Blake was the one, but that she was actually engaged.
Yeah, and she maybe jokingly, maybe not, said, like, I didn't know if they could keep a secret. And I'm like, well, I mean, we both saw Aunt Lindsay. I buy that.
Yeah.
Because I could totally see her going around town being like, can you believe my friggin' niece is engaged to this piece of crap Canadian?
Yeah. Or she would be the opposite and she'd be like, I knew it would be you two. Like, you guys are the best. Like, it could easily go that way because there's definitely people like that out there too.
Well, yeah, that's a great point. Aunt Lindsay definitely could be the I am always going to be right, even when I'm not. So yeah, that's interesting. I could definitely, if we get any sort of,
like, she's that like petty type of person. Like, no, I was just making sure he was there for you, and I knew it was going to be.
Yeah, it worked out only because I was there to make him uncomfortable.
Put him through the ringer. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I did that for you. I always knew you two were going to be right for each other.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
That's definitely who she is.
And speaking of, that's always who they are. Let's get into Greg v. Katie, part two. And I mean, what did you make of this, whatever you want to call it, blow up showdown argument?
It was a lot. I don't think I was expecting her to go so hard with it and just attack him so much. I mean, again, on Katie's side, I think it was a little much of how much she went towards him. And the majority of the social media that I saw was saying that it was a bit much for her. And if you didn't love him, why are you still so angry towards him? And which I can kind of see that, like, if it was just a breakup and he broke your heart or whatever, but now you're engaged to someone else, like, why do you still care that much? I don't know. I think that's maybe reading a bit more into it, but I understand that theory and I'm not totally against it. Like, I do believe that it was Greg for a long time. Like, that was her pick and it was going to be the two of them at the end. And that's who she was supposed to be with. And then when it went south, you know, they both deflected and it turned into this huge, huge deal. I would believe that there would be feelings still there, but you're also engaged to someone else. So why are you still that angry, I guess? But it, maybe that goes back to what we talked about earlier. Like, you just watched it three times last night, like, to get your blood boiling or whatever. But I don't know. There could definitely be some feelings there still.
Yeah, I think that it was a lot. And this is, again, someone who's 100% Katie in this situation, because you can dilly it up any you want. You will never convince me that this is not who Greg is, and that Greg is someone who will thrive off of abusive relationships. I've met that person. I know that person. Like, he's all great and cool. And then he even continued to do it throughout this, and it sort of got overlooked because of how ferocious she was. And it was, I was excited for her because the last thing anybody saw with those two was her, like, begging him to stay. Yeah. And so I'm glad that she got her.
Like, I was like, yeah, you go, girl. Then I was like, wait, that's a little much.
Exactly. So I'm glad she got her moment. And I think he deserved every bit of the just demolition that he got. However, and so I think she was just trying to make up for lost time of, like, wait a minute, the last thing we saw was me crying and, like, no, I'm...
Yeah, no, these are all my feelings. Like,
yes, and you're gonna... This is what I should have said on the show, and it should have been, like, my Claire thing with what's-his-name, Juan Pablo, like, just torching him. She should have done that right in the moment, and she realizes that now. Mm-hmm. And because, like I said, it got overlooked because he continued to say, like, I'm sorry if you felt this way. I'm sorry if he at no point actually, even when she pointed that out, he said, no, no, I just said I'm sorry if you felt.
Yeah.
See, that is
you're
like
saying it wrong.
Oh, it is the perfect example of, and people don't like, oh, how dare you say gaslighting, whatever you want to use it, abuse, whatever. This is exactly how those type of people apologize. And it's not even just in relationships. It's in friendships. They do it the same way. Oh, I'm sorry if you were offended, or I'm sorry if you got upset. No, 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 no. Just say, look at me. I'm sorry for what I did. Mm-hmm. And at no point in this was Greg willing to say that.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry if
I truly apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you were, if I made you feel this way. Like, no, 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 no. Like, you didn't make me, like, you did this. I'm not feeling a certain way. It's, like, and so it got overshadowed a bit because she, like, went full, like, blowtorch on him. So,
yeah.
I get
he's
that.
He wasn't worth all that energy, but you do, you girl.
Well, and his story kept changing even more, and
he contradicted himself like almost every single time.
So many times.
And even Katie did sometimes, really. I mean, they both did. But like when Katie said, I really believe like you were never there to be engaged. I mean, that's not true because you were with him and you kept saying it's you and I at the end of this and like it's gonna be us. So, like, I mean, you knew it should have or would have been an engagement if he was the last one there. They both contradicted themselves. I think they were just, I think it got to the point where they didn't even know what they were saying.
Yeah, they definitely, like, they were both seeing red. And it was interesting that he specifically said, it's hard for me to open up. And the disconnect for me was her not saying, I love you, even though he specifically said, so he doubled down on this. He specifically said pre-meltdown, oh, I don't need to hear it back. It doesn't matter that I don't hear it back.
No, that was the big thing. You did need it.
Katie took a page from your idea. Maybe he was just looking for the ripcord. You know, you were the first one to mention that last week. Maybe he was just looking for the exit.
It was getting too serious and you needed to pull a stunt to get out of there.
Yeah. And so as he continued his like faux apology, I do appreciate, though, that she made sure everybody watching knew about the acting classes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I think it was Tasia or Caitlin were like, can you elaborate on that for the people that don't know what you're talking about? And she's like, he did acting classes.
And but while at the same time making clear, hey, it's not, no one's saying you can't go to acting classes, but when it seems like, you know, you clearly just want a bigger platform and.
So he's like, I'm no Meryl Streep.
Which he clearly,
like, no kidding.
They were definitely both saying the same thing, but in trying to insult the other one. But he clearly took that line from. So, like, you want to say people don't look at social media, like, because I've seen that multiple times as he was saying his different various monologues throughout the season.
Really?
And so I guarantee you, he got that line from social media somewhere of like, oh, when they bring up the acting, I'm going to say, well, I'm no Meryl Streep. And clearly. So, I mean, listen, if you're lucky enough. Oh, so speaking of, and this is so maybe, so I don't forget, and maybe you talk about it later. So I was watching a Netflix movie, Good on Paper. It's with Liza Schlesinger, okay. She's a comedian. And oh, it's like sort of a true-ish story that she went through. And she's sitting at the bar, and who is she sitting at the bar with? No other than Tyler Cameron.
Really?
Yes. He was in the movie for about 30 seconds. And so I'm thinking, so this is Tyler. Why Greg's taking acting classes. Okay. So he wants to
be Tyler.
He wants to be a less good looking version of Tyler. Okay.
Much less.
Well, Tyler was never public enemy number one. So good luck.
He was never an enemy.
And, like, Tyler has a 15-pack, so, bro, like...
Yeah, easy. Just
saying. Maybe get working on it. That's all I'm saying. And that's coming from someone who's out of shape, so whatever. But anyways, I digress. So I'm glad that the acting thing got out there, even though people like us...
Yeah, it wasn't just a social media thing. Like, it was legit and brought up.
And, listen, people listening to this, you and I, of course we all know about it. Like, we're in the weeds here.
Yeah.
But for the, you know... 4 or 5 million people who aren't following Bachelor Podcast on social media, which you should. I think that it's good that it got out there and she was able to be like, even though you might think I'm being too hard on him right now.
Yeah.
This dude has been acting the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm also glad that she defended being the Bachelorette, because guess what? She's the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
So for him to use that.
That was such a bizarre argument. Like, you're acting like the Bachelorette. Like, obviously. Like, that's what she is. That's what she's doing. That's how you met. That's what show you're on.
Like, oh, my God.
That's not an argument.
Telling my, I'm a front runner. What are you talking about? Just being part of the show. We're like, yes, because I'm awesome. The star. Yeah, exactly. Like, you see these cameras? Like, do you not understand what was happening here? I'm very confused.
I think that was probably one of, if not the biggest, like, the weirdest argument of the night. Like, you are acting like the Bachelorette.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. How dare you?
It's not like you're on a different show or something and you're pretending you're on The Bachelorette. Like, this is where you are.
And that was one of my biggest issues early in the year about the guys acting like they're on Survivor. Well, guys, you're not on Survivor. You don't get to vote people off the island. Well, guess what? She is The Bachelorette, and she does get to give roses out, and she does get to go to the fantasy suite if she wants to with multiple
and
people.
Have to have other relationships.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite literally the show, and yes, she's the lead, and she gets to do what she wants, and so you can complain about, well, she decided to tell Blake that she loves him and end the show, so why couldn't she end the show and leave with me? I was like, well, maybe because you were acting like a three-year-old.
Yeah.
Just saying. So a lot of that got blown over because she went so scorched earth on him. So there were definitely the pro-Greg people were out. Like, that was too much. And while I don't totally disagree, I also, I'm not going to say it wasn't all warranted because I thought he acted like a child. And I think that's who he is. And you could say all you want about, no, he was just hurt. Fine. But if you're hurt and the first thing you do is go into this mode of trying to make the other person feel like everything they say is wrong and they're the cause of everything, all the issues, that's not great. Mm-hmm. That's not great.
Yeah.
And it was weird that we went from happy engagement to let's scream at my ex-boyfriend. I get that. And him trying to play
the victim. Close it out with love. And
then to have Blake out there who, I mean, can you imagine them passing each other in the hallway? Like, if Blake and Greg are on their way to state, like, do you think they say anything? Does Blake be like, stay away from
probably
my girl?
No.
Or
I don't know. I feel like after Blake watched last night, or not last night's episode, but last week's episode, I think he was probably like, I think he downplayed this a bit more. It actually was, especially now that you're like going at it on stage. Like, I think there was a bit more to Greg than you let on to.
Yeah. And listen, if Brian and Rachel can be happily ever after, I know I mentioned it before, but that was as big of a showdown as we've seen on this show with her and Peter. And there's no one seemingly that has had a better run than her and Brian. So, for those saying, and I saw plenty of you out there watching the show live and saying like, oh, if she's so happy and engaged, why is she still this upset? It worked for them. And so, listen, I don't know how this is going to go. I mean, listen, I thought Peter might stay with his person for 6 months. So what do I know? And that lasted a day and a half. So who knows? I'd like to think that this will be at least a year.
That's fair.
I don't know where your head's at, but they seem at this point, if you take Greg out of the equation, I know it's hard to do.
I'd say one to two.
Okay.
I'd maybe stretch it to two. I do think that, well, it could be a good thing or a bad thing, but I think they're extremely similar.
Mm-hmm.
What, because he has a vibrator?
Yeah. Thanks, Aunt Lindsay.
I think they're both independent. Like, she's fine if he leaves for a month, and that's exactly what sounds like that's what she's looking for. Like, she doesn't have to be with someone 24/7. So I think it could actually work.
Yeah, I'll be very curious to see where they
figure out where you're gonna live.
Yeah, it'll be very curious to see where they both end up. What country? What state? What continent? Because if he's, I didn't realize he had to spend, I knew he took trips over to Africa. I didn't know he was there for like a month at a time. So, I think that's fine. I mean, listen, you do what you got to do for work. But it would be very interesting to see if he's spending, is that 1 month a year? Is that 1 month every 5 months? We'll see. I mean, obviously they're going to sort of do their victory lap here and, then I'll be curious what their next steps are publicly. You know, does
the press tours?
Yeah, does the Katie and Blake podcast come out, or are they just all going to festivals? What's happening? But
true.
You have to see which lane they get in for post show. I thought it was interesting. Did you watch them on Kimmel after?
I did it
after. So it was David.
I meant to record it after because I was about 45 minutes to an hour behind last night. and I never recorded it. So
David Spade was the guest host, which is appropriate because he's going to be one of the hosts for Bachelor in Paradise, which starts next week. Yeah. But they had sort of like played the newlywed game basically. And they had to call it something different so they didn't get sued. But they played the newlywed game. And they didn't quite know what each other's eye color was. I think he said her eye color was brownie greeny, and so that's when David was like, "You mean Hazel?" He's like, "Oh yeah, that's what it is." So you know, all the apples might not be in the cart, but they had them both answer how many times have they since they've gotten engaged. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the time period for how long ago this happened exactly. I don't know if you do.
No, I mean, I would assume 2 months, a month.
So she said 43 times, which is a very specific number.
Yes.
And he said 30 times. I don't know.
So between 30 and 43.
Yeah. So listen, if that's a month, that's a lot. If it's 2 months for like in the honeymoon period.
Yeah, true.
But again, maybe he's, I know you also have to sort of hide from each other because you can't be seen together. Right. So
they probably had to be separate for a little bit. So,
yeah. And we also found out that Bachelorette starts on 10/19. So it really is going to be non-stop. I mean, we sort of overview like, oh yeah, it's really going to be a lot. But I mean, we're going to Bachelor in Paradise next week and then right into Michelle's season of The Bachelorette. Then I guess we'll get a break for Christmas and then come right back for whoever Bachelor. The Bachelor's going to be. Mm. And before we move on, I guess, is The Bachelor on this season or is it on Michelle's season?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I guess I hopefully Michelle.
I mean, because with timing, it almost might have to be from this season.
Yeah, or it could be from past seasons too. You know how they randomly go back. I don't know. I mean, hopefully not Greg. Let's say that.
Oh God.
I would think he has too much of a like tarnished reputation.
I will say again, shocked how many people
were still waving the flag,
and
that's
I don't say.
Then you have everyone who's saying he really did nothing wrong. So maybe he does have more of a fan base than we would think or we assume. I mean, Michael A would be great, but, you know, his situation with his son.
Andrew said he would do it.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew would be good. I don't know if he... I mean, we say this a lot. I don't know if he could carry a whole season. Like, I mean, he's interesting, but like he and Justin, they seem like good guys, but I don't know if you could do a whole 12-week season of based on their, I don't know, personalities, I guess.
Yeah, listen, I think Andrew would have a lot of fun with it, and yeah. I think and Michael's like the good guy, mm-hmm. not that Andrew's not, but like specifically like the wholesome, and his story obviously is incredible what he's been through.
Yeah.
But I definitely think Andrew would be more of the fun bachelor, whereas Michael, not that he wouldn't have fun, but it would definitely be more centered around like, I need to find the person who, you know, is going to be,
you know, more serious.
Yeah. Help raise my son. And like, you know, this awful thing that I've been through. Whereas Andrew, I definitely think would be more of like a fun vibe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do wonder, as funny as he is.
And also he does have those couple things surrounding him, you know, like those tweets, the past tweets from years ago. And so does Justin.
Yeah. Justin has a few, even
so
a few
bizarre
more.
That it was never brought up like a Rachel thing.
Well, you know why? 'Cause he didn't win. And that's the thing. Like, we would not have had that big.
Right. And we talked about that, but like, he made it to top two and it wasn't like.
It's true.
You better. It wasn't like hate Justin Club. Like, everyone loved him. So it was like, really, like, I feel with like with Rachel, it was basically like everyone was just writing her off. Like, how could you be this type of person and end up with Matt? And why would Matt choose you and all this stuff? So it's interesting.
Anything else from this dramatic season finale?
I don't think so. I mean, they had to milk that Lane Hardy song one more time with the boom boxes in the crowd. But other than that, hopefully they last more than a year, and we shall see.
We're pulling for you, for, you know, as far as bachelor bachelorette couples go, the actual ones that meet on the show, not the people who find each other through other means. Yeah. You know, the fact that Tayshia's still with Zach, and like we said, obviously Rachel and Brian are very happy. So
yeah, Blake, we wanted to hate you, but
oh my god, I wanted to hate him so bad.
But you ended up being okay.
I was the last person, like, from the moment he showed up, I was like, no, get this man off my television. And he won me over, and it's annoying because he seems like a good guy, and we all want to be right, people.
Yeah.
And we have to, I think it's very important to realize sometimes you're not going to be right, and that's okay. You can be wrong. I was wrong about Blake, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Was there anything else non-Katie, Greg, Blake going on in the world?
Well, it's kind of Greg related, but I don't know if you saw the story about him hanging out with Bree from last season. But he basically, there was a picture of him, well, kind of holding / touching hands with Bree while they're waiting in line to get into a place. And supposedly someone went up to him and said, oh, can I get a picture with you? And he was like, oh, we're trying to be discreet and like all this stuff. And then the next day Bree posted a picture of her holding hands with, I guess, her boyfriend and said current relationship status. And the hand is definitely not Greg's. Like, what did Greg mean like that? Was that story even true? But there are pictures of them waiting in line together, like to get into a restaurant or a club or something. That was interesting. And then unfortunately Tyler broke up with his girlfriend, or he and his girlfriend broke up. I don't know. It's coming out saying that she broke up with him. Some places are saying he broke up with her, so he's now back on the market, I guess.
Ladies, give him a shout.
There's still a chance for him and Hannah.
That's right.
I'm holding out hope.
It's going to happen. It's finally going to happen.
Someday. Mark my words.
We can only hope. If we got Jared and Ashley together, and I mean we as in us two, not Bachelor Nation. This is a true story. Ask Jared about it. We've talked about it here. Why can't we do this? Why can't we make this happen for this couple that's just meant to be?
Yep.
I think
it
that
will
needs
happen someday.
That needs to be now the goal, I think, to get them together.
We'll start working on that.
That is
even
coming
up
next.
She's in a happy relationship right now. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter is right. So Bachelor in Paradise is here. It's next week. It's going to be like every person you've ever known from Bachelor Nation. So prepare for
a lot of faces that you forgot.
Oh my god, and some you never wanted to see again. But prepare for whiplash, because I have a feeling this is going to go a million miles an hour. Mm-hmm. It's the only way you're going to get through this many people in like 4 weeks or whatever it's going to be. So,
and some big names too, like Becca's back and Tia,
which is shocking for Becca to be going. But
Kendall and Joe. I loved them together, so we'll see how that goes. Looks like there's fireworks and
can we get them back together? That would be a good one too.
They're just meant to be together, so yeah, we got to start working on that one too.
Oh, so we will see. Lil Jon is going to be there, and David Spade. It's going to be the train wreck of all train wrecks. We can't wait. Don't forget to follow along at Bachelor Podcast across all socials. Our Bachelor expert, the one Katie that didn't do any yelling this season. Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys back here with Bachelor in Paradise.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.